Congratulations. It wasn't the best of days to play, but you guys got the games in. And, Coley put you guys in some pretty tough situations, really first time in some situations this year, but your team was able to find ways to win differently here today.
You know, Colby hits the ball really, really well. They showed up today to hit. And, our girls, we just struggled about hitting, getting a couple, stringing some hits together. Mm-hmm. We were getting some hits, but we were leaving a lot of ducks on base. So, but finally we kind of grit, sat down and started swinging at better pitches and found ourselves a couple of W's.
And, that it was a lot of maybe some miscommunication, that rally in the fourth inning when Colby plated five runs. It looked like a lot of that coming with two outs, just some miscommunications within the field.
Well, this wind has just been awful mm-hmm. this season. And, I can hit them pop flies all day. The wind's just always going in different directions every day. And it's just a matter of confidence. Mm-hmm. And, some of these girls started finally taking charge and saying, I'm getting this ball. I'm not letting it drop. We have to, grit down and have our pitchers back.
Well, I thought really one that took charge after Colby made that rally and you guys got the lead back was Cheyenne Kramer. She threw a combined 14 pitches in that fifth and sixth innings with only four pitches in that fifth inning, and you could just tell she was ready to one of those to take charge and not let this game get away.
Yeah, the wind was kind of messing with, I think, some of the pitches a little mm-hmm. bit. Just trying to figure out where the strike zone was at for these two umpires. And, she did really, really good about, never letting up. And, she's mentally and physically tough.
You had some big hits. What a day overall doubleheader, though. I thought Melanie Duff had some pretty impressive plays, and I was joking with her in between games. It's like, if you had your Fitbit on, you would have been well over your steps for the day. As many times as she had to field some bunts over third base in game one, and she had some big hits in the second game.
Yeah, Colby's always been one of those teams in Goodland. Mm-hmm. They always play that short game a little bit, and we've been doing a lot better about trying to practice on that short game. And, it's been really good with communication. And, we've been getting our throws down really well. So, and Melanie hit the ball so well today in that second game. She hit the ball hard and gave me some line drives. So,
And Michaela Miller, she was trying for that fourth home run of the year. And she was so close there, that last hit there, just hit up against the fence.
That wind must be different up in the air because the wind is blowing that way. And she hit the ball hard. I just feel like it kind of dies out there. So, I don't know, just good old-fashioned Kansas weather today.
But more importantly, you're 6-0 in league play. You're halfway through the league slate. And it's not going to be easy down the stretch in league play. You got Cimarron, Goodland, and Hugoton. And they've been playing some pretty decent softball. And it's going to be Cimarron next Tuesday who you guys will play. Of course, unfortunately, won't be able to get Elkhart back on the schedule. So you're down two games. But I guess in a way, it's you get a week off to kind of work on some things that you maybe saw here today.
Cimarron is really – according to scouting report, they hit the ball really well. But I'm really confident that we're going to hit the ball even better. Like you said, Hugoton's been playing some different ball this year. I've heard a lot of compliments about Hugoton this year. And, I really think the girls are they're ready to keep going. We're on a train right now and we're driving it and nobody's going to derail it except for us. So we're just going to keep on going.
All right, well, that sounds good there. Congratulations, Coach. Big doubleheader win, and the elements not the best in the world, but you know what? You were able to get the game in and get to 8-0 on the air and 6-0 in league, and we'll see you guys later on this week here.
We'll pray for better weather.